jacket, hat. Do you remember your number?
No.
Game On Sweepstakes is open for business, and manager Jonathan Sprinkle says playing the video games is a social outlet for many of his customers.
90% or more of the people that come in here, it's obvious that they can afford and that they're just doing this as extra luxury type thing for enjoyment. If they weren't doing this, they'd go spend $50 and play a round of golf or, you know, some other form of entertainment. It just gives them something to do.
Last June, he opened this site on Thomasville Road in Forsyth County. The rectangular building is divided into a smoking and a non-smoking section. There are about 15 computers in each area. People buy internet time, get an account, and with a few clicks can uncover potential cash and prizes on a computer screen.
You get 100 points for every dollar of internet time that you buy, and you're entering in an infinite pool of sweepstakes prizes, which is redeemed for cash. So you can come in and purchase internet time and walk out a winner.
Patrons can select from about 20 games. What you see on the screen resembles the images of a slot machine. 1 point equals 1 cent, and players can win additional spins, racking up more points.
It's time for Community Prize.
2 cents from each spin from every machine goes into a community prize board, and players have an additional chance to win $20 up to several thousand. But according to the current North Carolina law, these games are illegal. And as of January 4th this year, many sweepstakes parlors across the state have shut down. Sprinkle criticizes the state's law that negatively accuses the sweepstakes industry of harming communities. He points out North Carolina owns ABC stores that sell alcohol.
I have family members who's, you know, drank their livers away, drank themselves in the grave, and or hurt or killed somebody through motor vehicle accidents, which, you know, coming from the alcohol that the government's providing. And if someone was to deem, say it's gambling and they think that's evil, I mean, who's to choose the evils here, you know?
Sprinkle says Game On Sweepstakes is open because the game software has been changed to show a player in advance of a spin if they've won.
Now they have a pre-reveal on them. It's pre-revealing to you without it spinning and without it entertaining you. And then if you want to click again and see a picture of a game, then you can.
He also says many people come to Game On Sweepstakes to use the internet for job search and do schoolwork because they don't have access at home or they don't have a computer. Meanwhile, Sprinkle encourages North Carolina lawmakers to take advantage of sweepstakes cafes as a lucrative asset.
This will be a great place to find some tax money because, I mean, there is a lot of money generated throughout these places. Everybody's happy. It's a win-win situation for everybody.
According to Sprinkle, he's spoken with the Forsyth County Sheriff's Department and was told they have no plans of checking up on his games. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News in Winston-Salem.